Chapter 5, The Journey to the Emerald City. The next day, the friends started walking again, and in the afternoon, they came to a big river. They could see the yellow brick road and beautiful fruit trees and flowers on the other side of the water.
"How can we cross the river?" asked Dorothy.
"I know," said the Scarecrow. "The Tin Woodman can build a boat for us."
The Tin Woodman cut down some small trees with his axe. He worked hard for many hours, and it got very late. The friends found a nice place under the trees, and they slept well. The next morning, everyone started to cross the river in the boat. But the fast water began to carry the boat down the river.
"This is bad," said the Tin Woodman. "We're moving away from the yellow brick road."
Then the lion said,
"I'll swim across the river and I'll pull the boat behind me."
He went into the water and he began to pull the boat. But it was difficult because the river was very fast. After a long time, the lion pulled the boat to the other side of the river. He was very tired, and now the yellow brick road was miles away.
"We must follow the river back to the yellow brick road," said the lion.
They started walking, and they came to a big field of red flowers. But they were not normal flowers. People came close to the flowers and they slept. Then they never woke up. But Dorothy did not know this. She walked through the flowers and her eyes started to close. She lay down in the field. Then she started to sleep.
"What can we do?" asked the Tin Woodman.
"We must carry Dorothy out of this field," said the lion.
"These flowers are killing us. I'm very tired, and Toto is sleeping now, too."
It was true. Toto slept by Dorothy in the field.
"Run fast,"
the Scarecrow told the lion.
"The Tin Woodman and I are safe because the flowers can't make us tired. But you can't stay here for another minute. We'll bring Dorothy and Toto with us."
The lion ran quickly away, and the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow began to carry Dorothy and Toto slowly out of the field. They found the lion in a pretty place by the river. Then they waited until Dorothy and Toto woke up.